I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So I had a conversation with Mike Locksley over at Maryland the other day. Mm-hmm. And he was saying, you know, talk a little bit about your decision to commit to Maryland, that in the recruiting community, those who didn't know the situation saw it as kind of like an uncool, unpopular move, but that you're the type of guy who, if the outside world perceives it as uncool, that you're going to make it cool, that you're going to make it a place to be. So I'm curious if you've noticed or saw any parallel between perception of you going to Maryland and the perception of you coming to Buffalo.
Yeah, I can see how people can see it that way, especially coming from the standpoint of nobody wanted to go to Maryland back then. You know, not too many guys, at least. And the guys that were, they were trying to do the same thing I was trying to do, is kind of turn things around and get the city where it needed to be. And for me, I'm definitely one of the people that's always going to kind of, not necessarily go against the grain, but not go with what everybody else is doing. I kind of just believed in myself, you know. I wanted to be home. I wanted to be near my family, you know, stay around close to them. You know, I got a little brothers, so I wanted to be close to them. And it worked out. And just as far as like coming to Buffalo is a little different just because I got traded here. You know, it definitely was a situation where it's not really in my control. But as far as like it becoming cool or being cool, I wasn't in it to be cool at this point. You know, I'm a professional. I'm just trying to get better, be where I need to be when I'm supposed to be there, be a professional.
Yeah, and I guess cool was Mike's term. I guess the point was like making an perceived unattractive destination an attractive destination. But either way, do you feel like that process though, that your decision to go to Maryland and being there through the criticism, did that frame the rest of your career or your mentality in any way?
To a certain extent, just because everything that happened there, like you know, I got hurt my second year, you know, kind of battling through that. That was my first time really dealing with an injury in football that I couldn't play. So breaking my ankle kind of gave me a different outlook and appreciation for the game. And then just, you know, it kind of gave me – I've always been a winner in my heart. I know I'm a winner. I know I'm always going to do everything in my power, give it everything I got. So no matter what team I'm on, I try to do that. So going into Buffalo in my new situation, kind of with what you were saying, a lot of people weren't too high on Buffalo or people in the outside world, but you know, none of that shit really matters to me. Excuse my language, but I like the guys that I'm around. I can, you know, I appreciate the guys that I'm around. They grind, they put the time in just like any other team. So having a level or appreciation for them, you won't have that unless you're around them. And you know, I got it.
All right, man. I appreciate you.
No doubt.
Hey, Stefan, it's John Scott. Obviously, you guys have had John Brown in and out of the lineup throughout parts of this season. You know, at least with him being on IR, it's going to be a little more extended. I don't know if comfortable is the best word to use, but are you guys getting used to operating as a passing offense without him in the lineup?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we have to, you know, just because of the circumstance and the situation. Of course, we want JB back and Smoke a huge part of our offense. So, kind of adjusting on the fly. You know, we got a bunch of young guys that can play, young guys that we want, like Gabe Davis. You know, we asked a young guy to grow fast, you know, come out here, play fast, do your job. And he's been doing a great job all year. He made some plays. Apparently, we're going to look for him to make a lot more of them because I can see a lot of potential in him. And, you know, that's just what the job calls for. You know, you don't want to get comfortable without a guy, but we can't stop. You know, the offense can't stop. We got to keep rolling, find ways to win. You know, putting running backs out there and stuff like that, make them run some routes as well. But anything we got to do to win, of course, we're not going to get comfortable without John Brown, Smoke. So as soon as he gets back, we hope he has a speedy recovery so he can come back soon. But just, you know, next man up, Monson.
You mentioned Gabriel, and obviously as a rookie, maybe he's getting a little more run than traditionally. And he's been impactful even when John Brown was in the lineup.
Yeah.
I don't want to use the phrase surprising, but how unique is it for a rookie to come in and make an impact and seemingly transition smoothly from the college game immediately?
These days, it's not very surprising because you see a lot of guys coming from schools that pass the ball, having success, and guys who was ballers in college coming to the league and have success. You know, you'd be more surprised when guys don't have success because, you know, it's still the same game of football, still the same game you've been playing since you were a kid. So not from my end, at least, I'm not that surprised. I'm happy that we have him. I'm surprised he didn't go higher in the draft as well, because I think he can play, the kid can play. So for me, just having him, you know, continue to motivate us as well. You know, he made a lot of plays in camp that a lot of people didn't see. So we kind of saw the potential early. So him having success doesn't really surprise us. But I'm just happy to have him, and hopefully we can, you know, push forward and have more success.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, no.
Hey, Stephon, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Hey, Ashley Holder with Channel 2 here. Last time we spoke, you said that you were, like, genuinely happy to be with these guys, a part of this team and the situation that you're in. Do you feel like that's why your success has been able to translate to the field this season?
Yeah, definitely. Being in the right space mentally, being around the right people, and kind of like everybody pushing forward to that same goal. You know, you limit the distractions, you know, and part of that is being happy and being in the right place. And, you know, so I kind of feel like it translates 100%, especially on the field when you're out there smiling, having a good time and enjoying the game. You know, it can get serious at times, but when you're out there having fun, that's when you play loose and you play free.
When you talk about playing loose and free, do you feel like that's like you just naturally you feel different when you're out there because your mind is mentally clear?
Yeah, because I ain't thinking too much. You know, I'm not thinking about stuff that's going on in my life. I'm not thinking about stuff that's going on in the world. I'm more focused on just the game, one play at a time, having success, making plays for the quarterback. So my mind is clear. My mind's in a great place, and I can just, you know, play. I ain't got to think.
All right, thanks.
Steph Finesse, Mookie Hopper, Buffalo Sports 1080.
Got you, big guy. Got you now.
You got me now?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, happy belated birthday, by the way, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When teams play off coverage, you know, they play those three-man pressures or that cover two shell because they respect your game. How does that motivate you to be even more polished as a receiver?
Yeah, it definitely puts me in a space where you got to take what they give you. Probably not going to give you that many shots. In any zone, you got to find the area. So me and my quarterback being on the same page is huge. Last week, we kind of like try to figure it out early. We try to take a shot early. You know, they had two guys back there still. I wish I would have made that play for them, but we ended up getting a flag. And, you know, kind of like just taking what the defense to give you definitely motivates me. I got to work a little harder than usual. You know, when you beat one guy, it's just one-on-one. I would expect or appreciate that a little bit more often, but being a team that passes the ball a lot, you can't expect man coverage too often. You know, everybody doesn't have the guys that go man to man all the time. So playing zone is the safer route or kind of puts you in the best position to win the game. So for me, it just, you know, definitely motivates me to you gotta get your butt open today. So get open for real. So it definitely puts me in a good place.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.